The first question I'd like to ask is, what do you think was the most fascinating thing about growing up in Milbank, South Dakota?
Welcome to the hometown. I don't know what you'll find anymore. It's quite changed, I suspect, over the years. But welcome and enjoy. You got the question here, why did you decide to write your memos? Actually, those were written for the children as a historical review, so to speak, of our early life, and was supposedly left for them. It became a book after a while. And was used to develop a book, and my daughter sent it into the Historical Society. It wasn't intended for that at all. It was intended for, the original was intent for history of growing up, so that it would answer their question of, Dad, what was it like back then? And that was reason for it.
How do you feel about it becoming a book in the end?
Well, it's a surprise to me. I thought a book was much more important and dignified, and I look on what I had written as either one. So, kind of in the imagination stage of having something different printed. What was the most fascinating thing about growing up in Milbank? That's your next question. Well, I think the most fascinating thing is that we had a rather wild and dignified area. One of the parts of importance to children was the Milbank Dam, in that we could use it for swimming or fishing and enjoy every bit of it. So I guess that answers that question. Did you ever return to Milbank once you had moved away to Los Alamos? I had returned for a visit, but no more than that. Just a few days in a Milbank to visit people, and I found it rather interesting in that there were many changes in the period that I had left Milbank. Well, work ethic is important. That is the important part that I learned. Establish for yourself a work ethic, and you stick with it throughout your life. That, I think, was most important to me. Well,
where did you learn that?
Where did I learn that?
Uh-huh.
I learned that working from the time I was 7 years old, working in people's gardens. And from then on, in all the time of different jobs that I had, such as a job in a blacksmith shop, a job in a stone quarry, a business job in WPA, quite important to many, many people back then to stay alive. So every place I I lived and worked, taught a different job, a different kind of work, and an appreciation for the kind of job that it was supposed to be, and try to make it as best one can. That's much of what I learned. Did you upbringing in Milbank affect your drive and desire to success in your career? Well, that was quite common, quite evident. How did it affect? We wanted food on the table. You wanted something eaten. A pair of set of clothes to put on. You worked, and you did the best job you possibly could in order to make a little bit of money. And our money was 10 cents an hour, 10 hours a day, 5 days a week. So it was not a great place to work, but we learned to work anyway. Looking back over your whole life, how would you sum it up? Well, I think I'd sum it up as a really rough love life with very little in it life, but enough so that we could make a living and save a family. Our family was a family of four. It did not include a father. We had lost our father back in 1923, railroad accident. But we all worked together, and that was the important living that we all learned. Help one another, be refined and very much upon their ability to keep the family as one. We did not see our family divided and thrown apart. Our family stayed together, and that was important and a very important lesson to all the three of the children. Over your whole life, how would you sum it up? Well, a life of learning, a life of earning and learning, and a life that said no matter what you learn, it is very important to save the little bit, both physically and mentally. What, if anything, do you miss about Milbank and our South Dakota? The friendliness of the people, the variety of the landscape, the area that allowed one to contemplate, and the area that allowed one to enjoy some physical, although you were not physically fit to allow very much, in that I had had polio, so I could not do very much in the way of athletics. But I could get into the dam and swim and enjoy. And many other people were the same. That was available to all of us and enjoyed. What do you think of the finished book? Well, it surprises me no end that looked upon as material for a book. It was written for the children. often ask, Dad, what was the old life like? And writing was notes to remind one of the old life and remind them of the old life after I had gone. Well, Mary took the notes that were really into a story and left them with the State Historical Society, and they decided to make a book out of it. Well, I must admit that I was astounded that anything like that I had written would make a book. And they did, so I started making notes all the way back in 1950, I guess. And I made notes all the way until I finished making notes in around 2000 at the time we lost the house in the fire. I had not very much after that in the form of notes. It wasn't very pleasant. But do I have finishes? I'm pretty much astounded at what I had written as stories for the children turn out to be books. But I think it is good for the young people, and I hope that they get some